I heard they broke up.
No, they did not.
Yes, from who?
I was looking online and I saw it.
Ali Guthrie, Lucy Brooks, Janet Allen, Hannah Weber, and Emma Gibson are gathered around a table, chatting among themselves while listening to music and working on their pieces of art. The five girls from Fayetteville High School have been friends for years. Today, they're having a high school graduation art party at Studio Leilani in Fayetteville. Local artist Leilani Law, who's helping organize the gathering, explains what an art party is.
It's just a way for any age, any kind of group to come together and make art together and celebrate their friendship with fine art and fun. But it really, what I bring to the mix that's different is that I'm drawing that authenticity out of the individuals at the art party, that we're not copying from or trying to look like another artwork or another thing, but really we're finding it inside ourselves.
Law says she's been doing art parties with her own friends for as long as she can remember. She finally decided to launch Art Party for Others through her studio in October of last year. The art parties hosted at Studio Leilani are inspired by artworks from the permanent collection at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. Before the start of each party, Law presents facts and stories related to the selected artist and artwork. The participants are then free to interpret the art in their own unique way. I ask Law about how structured she wants the process to be.
I want them to have an idea of how to mix. So I'm using like fine art materials like palette knives and acrylic paints and palette trays. So I want them to use real materials. And then I kind of start them out. I want them to have the freedom to express and to come to me, so I'm just really kind of guiding and hopefully starting a love for painting, maybe.
Reservations to host an art party at Studio Leilani are made 2 weeks in advance. Once a date is set and a list of invitees is finalized, Law then works on finding the perfect theme for a party. Ali's art party, for example, is based on the artwork of 19th century Austrian painter Gustav Klimt. Law chose the artist because his artwork celebrates the diversity of aging as a woman, a theme that works perfectly for a girl's high school graduation party. Ali describes the process of working on her piece for me.
Well, what I'm doing, we have pictures of ourselves, and we put them somewhere on these canvases over a palette of colors that we chose. And it's going to like describe, you know, like a transformation of ourselves throughout our life. And so now we just incorporate shapes and patterns, and now we're going to color over them, and hopefully it'll be a little like a journey of ourselves on this palette.
And while Ali and her friends are working on their pieces, Ali's mother, Sharon Guthrie, is working on hers. Her piece features a picture of her with Ali.
I kind of have crowns on each one of us, and maybe it's just an expression of her growth experience in the future, and my just being open to change, and a lot of tears on my side but lots of sunshine on her side.
Ali tells me it was her mother's idea to throw an art party to celebrate her high school graduation. I asked Sharon why she chose an art party over, say, a movie night or a regular party.
I just thought it would be a really good kind of fun, unique opportunity for them to deal with their transition and have fun at the same time. Just a way for them to express themselves and for me to spend time with them probably for one of the last times.
Artist Leilani Law, who's helping the girls create their art pieces, says the artwork created during an art party is sort of a timestamp, something that the girls will always remember.
You know, I said, well, you're going to go to the dorm room, and you've been decorating your room for a while, and then you go to the dorm room, and then you're going to have an apartment, and then you'll have a house. And, you know, it's so much more meaningful, I think. Or do you think it's meaningful when you have things that are made by other people or yourself that are handmade, and they're all like, absolutely. Well, it may start at an art party where you make that connection with yourself. Or maybe they'll exchange these paintings that they made of themselves with each other.
When I asked the young girls why creating art together is important, Ali's friend Janet Allen is the first to answer my question.
You make memories in a lot of different ways and a lot of different experiences, but with this one, like, we've made a memory and we have something like tangible to hold on to and to take with us to college. And so that makes it really special and lasting.
To find out more about art parties and summer art camps at Studio Leilani, visit Studio Leilani, that is spelled as LEILANI.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Muthokar.